but others mocking said, they're filled with new wine. The mockers in Acts were speaking to the apostles after they had been filled by the Holy Spirit and going out to preach to the crowds in many different languages. And many people were saying, what's happening? What's happening here? But others said, they are filled with new wine. What does that mean? They are drunk. And this is the first apologetic. This is the first defense of the Christian faith, in a sense, when they get filled with the Holy Spirit, the disciples, and they go out and they start preaching. People are saying, they're drunk. And Peter says, look, we're not drunk. It's not even 9 o'clock in the morning, which I think speaks into such life back then and today, that they were going out filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking in languages. And people were saying, how could they speak our language so perfectly? The only thing that we can explain is that they must be drunk. Perhaps they were learning the languages and they knew a bit, but when they drink, and it gives you a bit of that Dutch confidence, that it gives you that they started to speak more fluently. So now we can understand them, because the only thing that we can think is that it's an earthly thing and that the people are drunk. But they weren't drunk at all. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit enabled them through miraculous knowledge to be able to speak to people in their own language, and those people to hear perfectly what they were saying, the gospel being presented to them. This is the effect of the Holy Spirit coming on people's lives when they asked for it. The disciples were in that room and they were praying for the Holy Spirit to come on them and praying for many things. And the Holy Spirit came down and enabled them. And this is where the church grew and went out. And the church we know today started then, because the Holy Spirit takes normal, ordinary people like me and you and the disciples and enables us and them to go out in the power of the Spirit with the gifts that we have, to go and proclaim the gospel to others in many different ways. God knows who we are. God knows how we can interact with people, where we are most effective with people. There's so many times in my life that I've just spoken to people and thought, wow, you know, this is the perfect timing, or speaking to me is amazing, because I've been through exactly what you've gone through. And it's that Holy Spirit anointing, God's timing, and being in the right place at the right time. And also willing to go out. The disciples were willing to go out and proclaim. Before, they were hiding away, but then with the power of the Holy Spirit, they went out and they started proclaiming the gospel to all those who would hear. And we hear on that first day that 3,000 came to faith. It's such an amazing story, but it takes who we are and puts the power of God in us and makes us working together, not one over the other, but working together, powerful in the world. And what we have today in the church is because of the Holy Spirit coming into the people's lives and going out. And the crowds, or some of the crowds, could only say they are drunk. Some not being able to explain what's happening, and some, because that's what happens when we go proclaim the gospel to people, sharing the good news, that they want to shout us down, they want us to be quiet. And here they are mocking them and saying, they're drunk, don't listen to them, they're just drunk. Well, they're not, they're full of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, and may we, like those disciples, receive it and go out to preach your gospel in your power. Amen.